first I want to stop and think, okay, why Amazon? Why this razor focus on or laser focus on the one platform? Because there are plenty of platforms out there. We want to talk about, okay, what does Amazon have that other people don't? The place I like to start with Amazon is they are enormous. They are the not 200, not 500, but 9,000-pound gorilla in the room when it comes to ebooks. And if you think about it, that makes sense because they were there before everybody else. My wife told me the other day that she remembered her mom buying a used book on Amazon in the late 90s. And it's just like, oh my God, like, have they really been around that long? And they have. And the truth is, they have come in and own most of this market, not only for books that are sold through traditional publishers, but books that are sold anywhere through any kind of publisher. And it's so crazy. Like, this is, I'm gonna spend a second on this because it kind of blows my mind. Amazon has to be shady about how big they actually are because they don't want to get in trouble with the American government. Like, they're doing so much business. They have so many people on there buying things every day that their biggest concern is that someone will come in and break them up. And so when we're talking about power and when we're talking about getting access to a readership, Amazon is the place to be, especially when you're getting started. Some experts in the field have even guessed that Amazon is more like 85% of the market. So they're gobbling up sales, they have an enormous customer base, and at the end of the day, they are bigger than every other publisher combined. Tim, did you know Amazon was this big?
Yeah, I knew they were a behemoth, but now looking at this graph, I didn't realize it was that big. But for me personally, when I think about like where to publish, it's probably on your own personal website and on Amazon. I wouldn't bother with the other channels if it was me. That's how I think about it.
100%. And I think as time passes, as we look at everything, okay, maybe somebody makes a run to claim some of this market. But as of right now, if you're watching this, it's got to be Amazon for the size, and also because over time, we just talked about them being in this game for 20, however many years now. They've also built tools that help you upload stuff to their platform easily. If you go on the other sites, it's tough to figure it out. You have a few companies that have been built to bridge the gap. They're not super intuitive. Amazon is dominating the market in part because they have these tools that are really easy to use. You can upload a book to Kindle Direct Publishing with three different screens. You can add a paperback copy on top of that book with three different screens. Once you get the audio recorded, or if you choose to go that route, you can stack that on top of it. So Amazon's thinking very writer-minded, they're thinking very creator-minded, and they've built all of these tools in order for you to make something with as little friction as possible and as easily as possible, going books to market and starting that cycle and starting that recurring revenue. But the best part, and this was the part that got Tim on board when I was talking to him and trying to sell, we sell each other ideas. That's how these courses start. And the thing that I think pushed him over the edge is I was like, this is new. Amazon no longer requires exclusivity. So, Tim, you said a second ago, your own website and Amazon. The good news is it actually can be an and. You can put your book on Amazon for the discovery and the website for earning more money or keeping all the customer data or whatever it is. This is an important step. Whenever you get locked down in a platform and you can't publish your stuff elsewhere, it's kind of trouble. We're starting with Amazon, but we also know when we start there, we don't have to stay there. Another horror story from traditional publishing land is so many authors get caught because their rights get taken away. And then the traditional publisher goes, ah, you know what? We're not going to publish this book after all. 1 year, 2 year, 3 years later, the author still doesn't have rights to their own work. And in Amazon, you own everything even after you upload it, and you can spread it around wherever you want. And I think that's pretty amazing. And frankly, it's a no-brainer in the world where you want to put the creator first. So yeah, Tim, exclusivity, a big deal, right?
Huge deal. I actually didn't know that exclusivity was something that they've reintroduced. I always just assume you could publish a book anywhere. So when I discovered that, I was like, okay, well, at least I didn't try and do one 5 years ago when it wasn't possible. And now if I do one, I can put it everywhere. There are other platforms that we write on, Todd, that are even talking about adding books as a function. So I just keep thinking there's going to be more and more places I want to be able to sell a book. But I will always start with Amazon because that's where the most amount of readers are going to be, because that's where we all go to buy books. So I would rather get in front of book lovers first and then worry about the other people, sort of secondary is how I think about it.
I think that makes a lot of sense. You go with a readership to get discovered, and then you still own the rights, and you could do whatever you want with it.